When it comes to family-sized SUVs, the Kia Sorento is among the best, and now comes in a choice of petrol, diesel, and the one I'm driving this week, a plug-in hybrid electric version. Based on the luxurious GT line, the PHEV is the first electrified model in the Sorento lineup, with its power tank combining a turbocharged petrol engine with a battery pack and electric motor. With a fully charged battery pack, you can drive up to 68 kilometers on electric power alone. This means that if I plug the Sorento in each night, I could pretty much drive around every day without using petrol. That's pretty cool. The real benefit of the FEV is that you get the daily savings of all electric power, but can still take longer trips without having to think about it too much, as you can simply fill up at the petrol station, but still get the excellent economy of the hybrid power. The latest Sorento models offer an enhanced all-terrain capability thanks to the new terrain mode, where drivers can choose from mud, snow, and sand modes. The one downside of the Sorento FEV, though, is price. It's around $81,990 drive away, and that's about $15,000 more expensive than the GT line diesel. And you can buy a lot of diesel for that. I'm Brianna Fraser.
Anyauto.com.au. Head there now to check out a review of the Jaguar F-Pace R-Dynamic. If something a little more family-focused is on your agenda, the diesel-powered Kia Carnival Platinum and two genuine 4x4s are put to the test, the new Land Rover Defender 110 and the Nissan Patrol TIL. Check it out today, anyauto.com.au, for all the latest auto news and reviews.